This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Welcome to the Christian War Room, and we are right now in a series where we cover some really interesting stuff, I think. It's about sleep paralysis. It's about manifestations of evil in our lives and how we can overcome them. And one of the points we've made so far is that you can overcome them in the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus and you will be saved. And these entities would have nothing there to fight you with or to torment you with. Okay, I mentioned that I was going to show you a guy called Guy Malone from Alien Resistance in Roswell. That was in our last talk. I've been looking for his particular talks, and I couldn't find it, but there's a sidekick of him, also from Roswell. His name is Joseph Jordan. So he has got a talk which is about 1.5 hours long on this issue, and again, the whole thing is about, you know, alien abductions, which is a similar thing. There's a sleep paralysis. Aliens, they seemingly get hold of, you know, the person, and they threaten them with all sorts of stuff. And one of the things they found out in this network where they investigate these occurrences, these MUFON, was that as soon as people call upon the name of Jesus, that the experience stops straight away. And again, it's important to get this out in the Christian war room. In the end, we are fighting against principalities, against powers of the air. Yeah. Another term of expressing this might be, we are fighting against power from a different dimension. Powers from a different dimension. Okay, I'm going to split it up in a few parts. I have to edit the talk to try and fit it into 20-odd minutes, what we have here. First of all, we've got a narration of Joseph Jordan, where he talks about different people who have had these experiences. They're quite horrendous, and you may find yourself, you may have had something similar, but again, the core message here is, you know, call upon the name of Jesus and it'll be over. This experience will be over. They will leave you alone. Okay, let's listen to what he has to say.
What you're going to see here are some of the testimonies I get from these people, from what they've been through. My eyes were shut and I was paralyzed and felt drugged, sort of like one might feel when very drunk, but without any burning or nausea or dizziness. I felt like I was lying in bed on my back. I thought I must be in my bed. I looked to the left, opened my eyes, expected to see my significant other there. He was not. I didn't see my bedroom. Instead, I saw a concrete gray room. The light extended out a little ways, but most everything was in shadow. I could move my head and looked around. I saw three grays standing over me. Two were kind of holding me. Another was moving around some. I was intrigued. Watching all this, they were not causing pain, but then they molested me some, and then there was some telepathic conversation. For the most part, it was really annoying and irritating, and also it was hard to focus. I tried to move, but I was paralyzed. Eventually, they got out a big drill and stuck it in my mouth. It hurt. I tried to ignore the pain and think about something else, but it really hurt. And I think I eventually blacked out from the pain. Not a good experience. And this person's had to live with this. Not only this one, but numerous experiences like this. Immediately, I felt like I was curled up into a ball, and this force went around me like a box that got tighter and tighter. I thought I was done for sure, but did not fight it. This was all happening very fast. At that point, in my dream still, because this always, these people recall this being like a dream, I felt my body shoot up from the bed at something faster than light speed. For a second, I thought I had been killed, but as soon as I hit the ceiling, I came back down and woke up. These are real testimonies, real experiences that these people report that I work with. I had nightmares of being put on a table and being tortured. I had nightmares of demons telling me that I was crazy, and if I ever told anyone about them, I would be locked up, and they would never let me wake up again. I would wake up with bruises, sometimes bleeding and gasping for breath. I would wake up to people standing around my bed, speaking to me in another language that I knew, or my bed shaking violently even though there was no earthquake. Some of these things get brought up this morning in Mike Tatar's talk. And the thing that bothered me most was my clock on the nightstand turning into a slithering snake with the time in its eyes. And so many more bizarre things, I thought I was losing my mind. About 10 minutes, I felt a strange sensation of being watched. Some creature appeared and forced a needle under my chest bone into my heart. My ears pounded with the sound of my pulse getting slower and slower. The room around me filled with stars as I was losing consciousness. A black cloud filled my vision till I saw nothing but darkness. I passed out. I awoke in a room. It was not very large, but it was made from what looked like aluminum. It was definitely metal, whatever it was. The ceiling arched down to the floor on one side, as though I were in a room on the side of a semi-dome. I knew that I had been here before. There were times previous when I was not alone. I can remember shrieks of pain and terror coming from another room somewhere. It was a female scream. There was no hiding in this place, no corners where one could conceal themselves. They knew where you were. They could sense your presence. Nothing was hidden from them. They could get whatever they wanted out of you, even if it took a while. Not something enjoyable. One night I awoke with a start. My eyes flew open like a close-up in a horror movie when the dead person comes back to life. I was totally awake with a sense that something was very wrong. That sense moved very quickly to terror. I was paralyzed, unable to move anything except my eyes. To my left, over my husband's sleeping body, I could see three figures gliding into the room. Their feet, which I couldn't see because a monk-like robe covered them, never touched the ground. They were coming out of a walk-in closet bedroom, and my first thought was, how did they get in here? It was communicated to me in some fashion, I don't know how, that they had come through the large second-story window in the nursery, glided down the hall, gone through the wall into the master bath, and from the bedroom had glided into the closet. I knew they were very, very angry with me for some reason, but I didn't know why. They communicated to me without speaking that they were going to levitate my stiff body, slam me through the window above our bed, and drop me on my head, killing me. They wanted me to know that my husband would be blamed for my death. They violated me sexually. They were all standing around watching this medical experiment. I was scared. I felt helpless, exposed. I was paralyzed. They had no care about how I felt about this. I was nothing to them. It was inhuman. It's terrifying to think that they can access you and do this kind of thing whenever they want. They don't care how you feel about it. There's no appeal. You have no rights. You have no control over it. I guess the worst thing was the feeling of aloneness, a feeling I couldn't relate to or trust anyone. I felt like an outsider to all of humanity, like I was an alien among a world of people and was the only one of my kind. Anytime I tried to trust someone, tell someone what was happening, they would intervene and hurt me or stall me. They would deceive me so I couldn't tell. Being a childhood experiencer, this started when I was 4 and just kept happening over and over again. They would do things to wreck my trust with other people, parents, family, friends, whatever it took. They had me completely believing that I couldn't trust anyone, that if I tried to, it was certain it wouldn't work and I would be hurt instead. And I really believed that, and that I was totally alone. I gave up. I was lying in bed, kept awake by the barking dogs, when paralysis set in. I was unable to cry out. I could see nothing but a whitish gray, like a mist or fog, although I sensed someone or something was in my room. My wife didn't awaken. The next thing I knew, I was being levitated above my bed. I had the sensation I was being suspended by what felt like a pole inserted into my rectum. By this time, I was alive with terror, but I couldn't scream. Increasingly, I felt as if I were entering a struggle that might even be more than life and death. It might be a struggle for my soul, my essence, or whatever part of me might have reference to the eternal. There are worse things than death, I suspected. So far, the word demon had never been spoken amongst the scientists and doctors who were working with me. Alone at night, I worried about the legendary cunning of demons. At the very least, I was going stark raving mad. This is Whitley Strieber. This is a man who, if you've read his books, he talks about these horrific experiences. But yet, through all he's been through, this man promotes contact with these entities. If you remember his book, Communion, New York Times bestseller years ago, promoting communion with these entities. Does this sound like something you guys are interested in? Would like to experience? Hence, the title of my talk, Unholy Communion. These people are casualties of this cosmic war. I say cosmic war because we've laid the foundation through the talks today to show you this is not a physical war. These are entities that are other dimensional, with different purposes than we can imagine. Hence, the cosmic war. I've shared with you casualties of that cosmic war. There are effects that these people have that can be recognized. It's termed post-abduction syndrome. The word abduction in PAS refers to alien abduction. PAS does not refer to humans abducting humans, like kidnapping, but only to alien abductions. PAS shares many symptoms with post-traumatic stress disorder, but it is not the same. PAS is based on the symptoms originally listed by alien abduction researcher Bud Hopkins and described in his books Missing Time and Intruders. PAS symptoms include persistent re-experiencing of the traumatic event characterized by flashbacks, persistent avoidance of stimuli associated with the trauma, denial of the event, labeling the event something else, phobic avoidance of areas or situation where the contact occurred, refraining from sleep at the time the contact occurred, emotional reaction to literature, pictures, or videos about alien entities. That was described by that gentleman in the video. That was the trigger that brought all that out in that family, that got them in contact with Dr. John Carpenter to try and find out what was happening to them. Numbing of emotions characterized by inability to feel intimacy, pleasure, or to express emotions. Diminished interest of previously enjoyed activities. May have no expectation of normal life events or normal lifespan. May fear abduction with no return or lengthy abduction. Hypervigilance, exaggerated sterile response, irritability, and or panic attacks. This is what these people suffer from that go through this experience. This is effects of a person who's a casualty of a horrific experience. Casualties of a cosmic war.
Okay, that was some of those horrendous experiences. Now, Joseph Jordan, he talks a little bit about how he came to Christ and that he went into this whole investigative movement, this MUFON thing, trying to sort of understand, get a deep understanding, and he sort of embraced the full New Age philosophy until he got challenged one day and somebody led him to Christ. And then he picked up and he started sort of hearing other stories. You know, what we talked about earlier, the people have got similar experiences, and they talk about, they call upon the name of Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, and the experience stopped. Let's tune into the second part here.
About a week into it, took us 2 weeks to watch them all. Every night we're at this guy's house watching another video on this Bible study course. I'm learning stuff that I was like, whoa. Got to this one video, and the guy doing the teaching brought this term up called spiritual warfare. I went, now that sounds cool. What's spiritual warfare? Well, he got in there, and he started talking about it, and he says this one verse. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm. That's powerful stuff. I'm sitting on the guy's couch watching this being said on a video. In an instant, I've got an alien gray staring me in the face. Right there. While I'm sitting on this couch, I've got an alien gray in this vision in front of my face. And I'm going, oh my. And then in an instant, it morphs into the most horrific thing I had ever seen in my life. And I said, stop that video. And they're like, what? And I said, I got to tell you guys what I just saw. And they're like, that's incredible. What does that mean? And I said, I think I've just been shown who these entities are. Can't prove it. And I said, you know what? We don't belong in this field. We don't need to be part of this research. I'm done. Scared the hell out of me. I said, I'm done with this. They agreed. Okay. We're in agreement with you. It's not what it seems. Can't prove it, but it's not what it seems. I'm a brand new believer in Christ. I don't know anything about what I'm supposed to know. A couple weeks went by, and I get this small, still voice and says, you got work to do. And I'm going, no, I'm done with this field. And he said, no, you got work to do. I said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's bad stuff. Then I hear, I want you to take the truth back to where you came from. Like I said, I'm a new Christian. I said, God, if this is you telling me this, I says, this ain't going to work. I says, I can't take the Bible back to people in the New Age and the metaphysical realm. They don't believe the Bible to be the inerrant word of the Creator God. They believe it to be good stuff written by a bunch of old men. Who knows what they were doing back then, you know? Good book to live by, but that's about it. Good morals in it, but so does a bunch of other books that are out there. That's the way they believe. It's the way I believed. I thought, you know, that I just took care of that. I don't have to deal with that anymore. I said, no, you need to take this truth back. And I said, no, you got to give me something better because this ain't going to work. I said, that took care of him. A couple weeks go by. Here's that small, still voice again. You already got what it takes to share the truth. I said, you got to show me because I'm not getting it. Go back and look at your cases. I pulled my partner aside, Wes, at the time, that helped me form CE4. I said, Wes, we need to go back and look at these cases. We're missing something. We went back and pulled this case out. Remember the one I told you about, the great guy was seeing the gray fog and fell asleep, the dogs were barking and felt like he was held up, you know, by a pole, shoved up his rectum in sheer panic. It was his case. We had sat for 2 hours, recorded a 2-hour videotape, sitting in his living room, camera set up, we're sitting on the couch, interviewing him, having him telling us 2 hours worth of his stories. We didn't hear a word he said. Didn't hear a word he said. Didn't catch anything he was saying. Yet here we are, investigators, trained at this. We plugged that videotape in and watched what he was saying. And it was like, do you remember this? Wes says, I don't remember it. But yet we were sitting right there recording it. 6 months prior to this time we just plugged it in to watch it again. So that means it was prior to me becoming a Christian. You know what he says on this videotape? That particular instance that he was talking about right there that I shared with you, he called out, this guy happened to be a new Christian himself. During the experience, while he's held up in the air with his pole shoved and he's in sheer panic, he cries out, "Jesus, Jesus, help me." And he is immediately dropped back into bed and wakes up from the experience. We never heard a word he said, but yet we were there recording it. When I saw that on that video, I thought, oh my. If this is real, this I can take back. Because every researcher that we had talked to and all the research we had read said it was impossible to stop an alien abduction experience. It had never been done. Did I have something real here? I needed to know. I'm too new a Christian to even trust God. So I get on the phone and I start calling the top abduction researchers around the country. They're nice guys, just like me. Some of you have talked to them personally. They're nice people. I said, "Guys, I got an interesting case here. I don't know what to make of it." They said, "Well, share it with us." I did. Told them a story. Say, "Have you ever come across anything like this? Can we go off the record?" They all said this. I said, "Sure, we can go off the record. That means I can tell you what they said, but I can't tell you who said it." Every one of them said, "We've had cases like that." And I said, "Well, why haven't you shared this information? You say that it can't even be stopped, but yet now you're saying they can be stopped, and you've come across people that have stopped it like this. Why haven't you shared this information? We're relying on you for the truth." And they said, "Well, we really didn't know what to make of that." And I said, "Really?" I said, "I would have been fine with that answer, but it was usually followed by another answer. We really didn't want to go there because it might affect our credibility in the realm." You know, all through this realm, you hear cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. Government this, government that, government's covering up. How many times, you guys have heard this, right? I just gave you a cover up. And that cover up is not by the government. It's by the leading researchers that you have been relying on for the truth all these years. Can I prove it? I hold confidentiality. I will never share their names. I learned that in MUFON. You come to me and you want to share your story, but you don't want your name out there, I will respect it to the death. I'll never share who that was. So I knew that I had to go and get this evidence myself. Because I knew it was there. They just told me. In 13 years since becoming a believer, I have worked with over 400 cases. If you go to my website at ce4research.com, we've got, I think, 94 up there now that they publicly allowed me to post. They're in written form, and they're also in recorded audio form. You can hear the people themselves that can testify that they too, using the name and authority of Jesus Christ, has stopped this experience, not only while it was happening, but they've terminated it from happening in their life.
Yeah, amazing stuff there from Joseph Jordan. We're going to stop the talk at this point. Unfortunately, it's only a part of it. I understand that the talk is free to distribute, and hence we're using it here. If you want to listen to the full talk, there are two ways of doing this. One of them is you go to YouTube and just type in "Unholy Communion, Casualties of a Cosmic War, Joseph Jordan," or go to the Alien Resistance YouTube channel. And that talk was published on 21st of June 2013. So Very important stuff. Very important stuff. We were looking at sleep paralysis and some of demonic manifestations which took place and the way people were coping with it. And in this instance, we are just taking it one step further and we are seeing that these entities are lying. They pretend something. They are not. They pretend to be aliens. And we've got all sorts of manifestations. The statistics are quite disturbing. I would have to go back through the talk, but leave it to you to check it out. Some figures are stated that it's a 10% or something of the population who have got a similar experience. To some extent, some sort of alien experience. Heard figures about maybe a lot more, maybe 20%, 20% or so, have had these sleep paralysis issues. Now, again, why are we doing this here in the Christian War Room? We are just sort of trying to establish that there's a spiritual component to this, and the spiritual component is not extraterrestrial, it's extra-dimensional, and that if we, again, call upon the name of Jesus, yeah, that's all it is, that we can stop these experiences, and we can go back to normality in life, but just throwing ourselves upon the grace of God, the mercy of Christ, and that we are walking in the authority of Christ He has given us. Yeah. Okay, we've got about a minute left. Just to summarize, why are these things happening? There are a lot of ideas out there. There may be some objects, maybe sins, maybe some ancestral stuff, something like that, which is tying these entities to us, and they possess certain rights to do this to us. Maybe we've done something stupid. We engaged in the occult, Ouija boards, witches or mediums, we have approached for whatever. What we need to do is, we need to, number one is repent, distance ourselves from this, renounce everything we have done within this area, and maybe have somebody pray with you about this thing, and to deliberately sever your links, your ties to whatever this may be. Yeah. And the Bible is quite clear. We've got the authority in Christ to bind and to loosen. And whatever we bind or loosen here on earth is bound or loosened in heaven as well. And I'm convinced that this refers to these issues here we are discussing here. Okay, it's a big subject, and obviously feel free to contact us, me. You can do this at BPN Radio. There should be a form somewhere on the website, Seismic Radio as well. Sooner or later, what we intend to do here is to go live as well, to have the shows live and give you an opportunity to phone in if you want to. But it's certainly important stuff to deal with, especially if you are suffering of this. Now, the message here is there's hope. There's hope and there's an answer to it as well. Now, the answer is not in this world. It is not, sounds terrible, not in this world. Yes, it is in this world, but it's not of this world. It is a spiritual answer, and it is of Christ. It's very important. Okay, let's pray. Lord, I just want to praise you that we have got freedom in you. Your word says that whomsoever you set free is free indeed, and we want to thank you and praise you for this freedom. We pray, lead us into understanding and discernment of what is going on in our lives, especially if there are these entities making claim upon our lives. So I pray, Father, for freedom and for answers in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate, or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to ChristianWarRoom.com. That's ChristianWarRoom.com.